On the eve of the hearing in the House of Representatives Financial Services Committee, condemnations of AIG and the bonuses were coming fast and furious, with the matter for the most part dominating news in Washington. AIG Chief Liddy has asserted that bonuses the company paid were necessary to retain the best and the brightest talent, an assertion he expressed directly to U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner in a letter, adding that bonus contracts with employees were finalized well before Congress approved financial bailout funds in late 2008. While President Obama has said the government should use every legal method to block the bonuses, and House and Senate lawmakers prepared legislation aimed at recovering funds, the administration and Congress also face legal complications in doing so. On Tuesday, in a noisy lobby of a congressional office building, reporters bombarded Financial Services Chairman Barney Frank with questions about the AIG bonuses. While Congress and the administration consider what can be done retroactively to recover funds, Representative Frank says the government should use leverage it now has as 80% shareholder in AIG.
You begin by asserting our rights of ownership, and I do think asserting our rights of ownership strengthens the legal case. I think we should be suing to get those bonuses back, not as the government that gave money to this private entity, but as the owner, saying, know what, you got bonuses that you didn't deserve, and we want them back on the merits.
Majority Democrats in the House and Senate crafted various legislative proposals that would try to recover funds by imposing sharp taxes on bonuses paid by companies that were rescued by government bailout money. Carolyn McCarthy was among Democrats who appeared at a news conference.
How many times have members said to all these CEOs that have come in front of us, enough, do you get it? Stop it. And what do? They keep on going.
New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance joined a group of newly elected House Republicans supporting a proposal to require the government to recover bonuses.
80% of AIG is now owned by the American taxpayers. The American taxpayers demand that this money be paid back. That is the import of this legislation, and moving forward, we have to work in a bipartisan way to make sure that this does not happen again.
While joining the expressions of outrage, Republicans also took the opportunity to suggest that the Obama administration has failed to adequately monitor how government financial rescue funds approved under former President George Bush were being used. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell questioned the U.S. Treasury Department's latest assistance to AIG, $30 billion delivered just 2 weeks ago.
Wouldn't the Treasury and the taxpayer have had more leverage over AIG's executive contracts before providing another $30 billion in tax money for them? You know, once that money was handed over to AIG, the leverage was lost.
AIG CEO Liddy's testimony Wednesday to the House committee comes as lawmakers absorb details of the company payouts, including a report from New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo that 73 AIG employees received bonus checks of $1 million or more. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.thingroom.com。